Morning all. Just going for what seems to be a bit of a leisurely stroll before I sit down at my desk and crack on with what looks like it's going to be a very busy day. And I don't know why, but for some reason, Fridays end up being more busier for me than any other day. Maybe I'm just not organised enough during the week. I preach GTD, try all the new systems out, write all the lists, but for some reason, I don't know. Got a busy weekend ahead as well, so it's not like it's going to let up over this weekend. But just stopping, I can actually hear some sheep somewhere, but I can't see them. Anyways, I did decide I was going to do this booth for a reason, but I just can't recall what. And where's the sunshine, by the way? It's meant to be warmer towards the end of this week, and it's absolutely freezing. Holding my phone up with my hands, no gloves on, and my coffee in the other hand, and feels like winter. Oh, anyways, the reason for the boo was actually, I got asked a very interesting question by somebody I was giving a one-to-one session to, and they asked about when giving a presentation. We'd gone through the whole how to control people who are distracted on their phones, etc., and how to bring their attention back to you. But then we moved on to a good question, and the question was, what do you do if somebody jeers you? Or, you know, they boo you? I don't think this individual has ever had that to them, but being a bit nervous, I think the question came up. And I had to think about it for a while, but, you know, it was a very good question. And I suppose my view on it would be, jeering or booing is not a bad thing. You know, I'm pretty sure a lot of people have jeered or booed others in general. I'm trying to recall when I've done it, but I don't think I'd do it at a presentation. It's probably more of a performance. But I just couldn't recall of when I've ever done this. But the way I explained it, and I don't know whether anybody else agrees with me, but you've truly got to have really made it, whether you be a presenter, a motivational speaker of some form, a footballer such as David Beckham, or a Formula One driver, or a politician, whether you're Cameron or Obama. You've got to really make it to the top, and have made it to the top, for somebody to actually boo you. And so, if somebody does jeer you, look at it as they had expectations on you, and you haven't met those expectations. So whether you're an actor, and your last piece was totally rubbish, or you're a footballer who's just running onto the pitch to booze, I suppose it's because the people that follow you have had such high expectations that you've gone wrong somewhere, or you've let them down. Whereas I think if you hadn't made it to that level, you probably wouldn't get booed or jeered. But those are just my thoughts. There's different ways of interpreting it. But on that note, I need to put my hands back in my pocket, because they are freezing. Okay, catch you later.